This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm excited to bring you a new guest. They're a healthcare biotech company developing and commercializing innovative products to address unmet needs in women's sexual and reproductive health. I'm talking about Evofem Biosciences, Inc. They trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol EVFM. And with us today is Ms. Sandra Pelletier, Interim Chair, President, and CEO of the company. Sandra, it's great to meet you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here.
Sandra, I'd like to begin by talking about your company and more specifically your contraceptive, Phexxi. What is Phexxi? How does it fit into the contraceptive landscape and how large is the opportunity there?
Phexxi is the first and it is the only birth control product that has no hormones, no systemic activity in the body. It is the only birth control product that does not negatively impact a woman's ovaries. And it has no hormones, and you use it only when you need it, never when you don't. And what I mean by that is that right now, since 1960, birth control was launched then. The category has been dominated by hormones, pills, patches, IUDs, rings. And so if a woman suffers from side effects, what's her choice? She can try maybe a lower dose of still hormones. The reality is women don't have sex every day. So to take something every day that makes you feel bad seems a little crazy if you don't need it to save your life. So Phexxi matters because there's 23 million women in the United States that will not use hormones. And those women, not only will they not use hormones because they've suffered from side effects, but those same women say, look, I don't know what this is doing to my body or what is it doing to my ability to get pregnant when I want to, right? And you say, look, men have had condoms for 150 years. A man can go out with a condom, protect from getting somebody pregnant, protect from getting a sexually transmitted infection. So Phexxi matters because it's time that women are empowered to have sex on demand and be protected on their terms, just like men have had. It's, you know, it's a real step in innovation for women's healthcare. So it's really exciting.
That's amazing. And like you said, it also prevents sexual transmitted infections?
Well, we actually are going to have top line data on our phase 3 study at the end of this year. And so by the end of next year, not only will you not get pregnant with no hormones, you will also have the ability to prevent yourself from getting chlamydia and gonorrhea, which is, by the way, the number one and number two most diagnosed sexually transmitted infections in the U.S. And 4 million cases of chlamydia and 1.8 million cases of gonorrhea. So it's huge. It doubles the market opportunity. So this asset is easily a billion-dollar opportunity. And frankly, that's being conservative. So we're excited that even for investors, female investors, male investors, it's a great opportunity for anybody to support the company.
That's amazing. And we'll come back to this again at the end of the show, but bringing attention to the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade, we're already seeing ripple effects across the United States. What impact are you seeing from the ruling on Phexxi utilization?
We are seeing utilization grow, and we're seeing it grow immediately, and we're seeing it grow in several different areas. So one, we have women who are 100%, if they were wondering and thinking about it, now they're taking action. Because what they're worried about is that this attack has just started, right, with abortion, but there's a lot of information that says this is just the beginning, that there are several conservative states that are starting to look at various forms of hormonal contraception. So the one great thing is that even the skeptics, even the extremists and the naysayers, when you don't impact a woman's natural body, which our product is the only one that does not, people start to believe that we could be the last product standing, frankly. And so women are gravitating toward Phexxi. Doctors are starting to prescribe Phexxi to a broader base of women And investors are starting to say, whoa, this is a moment in time when I wasn't sure about women's health. Now I know that there is going to be a surge in contraception, right? When women can't get access to abortion, they've got to protect themselves more now than ever. And right. So we're starting to also see investors, or finally starting to see a lot of healthcare plans who were blocking women or denying women, now saying, you know what? We better open up the floodgate, because the cost of a pregnancy is a hell of a lot more expensive than the cost of contraception.
That's amazing. And I'd like to compliment you too on your involvement so far. I noticed you applauded the U.S. House of Representatives who voted to pass the Right to Contraception Act. And you recently even released an educational birth control chart highlighting all the different contraceptives available. Women definitely need access and choice of contraceptives now more than ever. But I'd like to shift the focus back to yours. So I know, like you said, in March, Evofem completed enrollment in a clinical trial evaluating Phexxi for additional indications. What's the status of that program?
So right now, the status is we will release top-line data in the fourth quarter of this year for the prevention of chlamydia and gonorrhea, and then we will submit to the FDA. The FDA has given us a fast-track review, so just 6 months instead of 10 or 12 months. And then once they review, we will be able to expand our label for Phexxi, and then women will be able to protect themselves from getting sexually transmitted infections, as well as protect themselves from getting pregnant. So it's pretty exciting, because this innovation is delivering. Oh, and by the way, there's no products indicated in the world to prevent chlamydia or gonorrhea. So we were the first and the only non-hormonal product that women use on demand. And now we're going to be the first and the only product that will prevent women from chlamydia and gonorrhea.
It's mind-blowing. Sandra, before you go, what would you like your shareholders and our listeners to take away from today's show?
I would like them to take away that there are moments in time, good and bad, when categories change forever. There are catalysts that just change history. This catalyst that has happened with Roe versus Wade has changed history for women, but it has changed history in a positive way for Evofem Biosciences. Our product, Phexxi, will continue to grow, and it will grow rapidly, because women will feel good on our product. Doctors will feel good prescribing it. And so this is an opportunity for investors to really lean in an undervalued price where there's just nowhere to go but up. And so we care about delivering shareholder return, and we will continue to advance all of our efforts. And this is a company that's really worth it. It's not just that women are worth it. It's that innovating for women is really, really worth it. So thank you for asking, by the way. I really appreciate it.
Ms. Sandra Pelletier, Interim Chair, President, and CEO of Evofem Biosciences, Inc. They trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol EVFM. Sandra, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll talk again in 45 to 55 days for an update.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Phexxi is a non-hormonal birth control used before sex to prevent pregnancy. Don't use Phexxi if you have problems with your urinary tract or a history of repeated UTIs. Common side effects are vaginal burning, itching, infection, discharge, UTIs, genital area discomfort, bacterial vaginosis, or pain while urinating. Phexxi does not protect against STIs.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.